You know, I had mine through three renewals. I did have one administrative ATF visit, and it was fine. You know, I mean, it's not brain surgery, and I was not doing that high a volume. I mean, like, there were a couple of people that I sold to that were, like, you know, secondhand referrals, but for the most part, it was all, you know, first generation cops and firemen and family and referrals. But, you know, that amounted to, especially late in it, you know, I mean, it was a couple of hundred guns a year. So there definitely was some record-keeping requirements, but, you know, they're easy. They're very straightforward and very easy. I had thoughts about getting it back up here, but I have access to a number of guys that kept theirs, so it hasn't really been a big deal. I kept my contacts with my wholesale sources, you know, the ones that are still around, because a lot of them went away. But so I don't ever have to pay retail. And although, I don't know if you're familiar, there aren't any up here, but downstate in, I believe it's either Highland or Heartland, there's a Rural King. Man, they got some pretty good over-the-counter prices. Sometimes it's not even worth the trouble to me to bother a private FFL to do the transfer.